for us, and we could get, put us in a better position. By the time the full game's over, we won't be in the playoffs. And as I said, it's do or die, so everybody just, you know, trying to push as far as they could go.
As one of the veterans of the group, how you have some younger players on the team. What is your role on the squad? Just imperative how it is to win these games, get into playoffs.
Just to settle us down a little bit, because as I say, it's a do or die game, and everybody trying to give their best. Sometimes it's too much, or sometimes it's too little. I'm just out there to keep the calm. You know, everybody coming to the game the way they want to come into the game. I'm just, you know, being a mediator sometimes.
And you were very active on the board tonight. A lot of putbacks, a lot of second chance points. Speak to what was available for you under the basket for one of those rebounds.
Before the game started, coach told me I needed to rebound more, at least be under the basket to give us some chances or some tip outs or something. And that is what I was trying to do tonight. You know, previous games I've been slacking in that area, and tonight, because as I said, because it's do or die, just gotta push.
You also said that he moved you over to like the three spots to give you a little more freedom and get you out with those smaller players. How did that work to your advantage?
I don't think it's an advantage for me. I've never played them positions before, but you know what, when you got smaller players guarding, you kind of have a little bit advantage over them rebounding or posting up, but they were sending two or three people to trap me up when I finally got the ball. But, you know, it's just a new position, a new experience to me.